This is Mark's Almanac. A look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's October 18th, and on this date in 1867, the United States formally took possession of Alaska after purchasing the territory from Russia for $7.2 million. That's less than 2 cents an acre. Known as the Alaska Purchase, or as opponents called it, Seward's Folly or Seward's Icebox, after the Secretary of State at the time, William Seward, negotiated it, it covered 586,412 square miles, about 2 times the size of Texas. Russia desperately needed the money and turned to the United States to sell it. Critics seem to have been right until gold was discovered in a tributary of Alaska's Klondike River in 1896. And it was on this date in 1892 that the first commercial long-distance phone call took place. It was from Chicago to New York. The line spanned 950 miles in length and consisted of two hard-drawn copper wires weighing 435 pounds to the mile. At one end in the American Telephone and Telegraph Company's office was Mayor Washburn of Chicago. At the other, Mayor Grant of New York, and the first words were spoken by Washburn, who said,
"The city of Chicago greets the city of New York."
The test was a perfect success. By the way, the tariff for the five-minute talk with New York was $9. That's about $254 in today's cash. And that is it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk Monday when today is history.